All right, Magic Number 9, Hockey Broadcast Special Playoff Edition. Game 3 tonight was my beloved Detroit Red Wings versus the hated Anaheim Ducks, an entire franchise that should only exist in a gift shop as a merchandising gimmick for a crappy kids movie, which admittedly did promote a lot of youth hockey, and that's a good thing. Well, Hitler built the Autobahn. How about that for a good thing? Screw the Ducks. How about that for bias? Why, that would only be matchable by, say, NBC's bias for Anaheim, who gleefully counted down the minutes to what I have to report is a sad defeat of the mighty and glorious Red Wings by the Anaheim trash called the Ducks. There. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk about the serious aspects of hockey. Number one, both sides had an incredible penalty kill. Number two, both sides had ridiculous goaltending. Although, I would have to say, given the final score, and given the amount of times Jonas Hiller had to stop something with his head, he was the better goalie tonight. Jimmy Howard kept us in the game. But Jonas Hiller was the better goalie, so credit to him. The usual suspects, Perry, Getzlaff, Ryan. Perry, complete scum, came by and kicked Jimmy in the head. That was unpleasant. But Hiller also got hit in the face with a puck and got his helmet knocked off at least once. So both goalies took a little bit of abuse tonight. I think that speaks to the animosity these two teams feel for each other, and they do, make no mistake about it, feel animosity. We stomped their guts out back-to-back in the regular season in their own house, and that was pretty much so demoralizing that they went and gave up a whole mess of games, went on a big loser streak after that, having a little pity party. So the chances that tonight's win over us is a catharsis that will somehow liberate the mental blocks that have been restricting their performance. Well, frankly, it's very real. Detroit's power play was crap. Let's just put that right out there. Danny DeKeyser was fantastic. And I think the Ducks let him know that by deliberately going after him and hitting him dirty as many times as they could get away with. They were much more hitters. They were much more physical than Detroit all the way through the game. Eventually, in the third period, Abdelkader started responding, but I think it was too little too late. I think they were both, I know Detroit was very worried about giving up penalties because the penalty kill was so, well, in the end, the game-winning goal came off a power play for the Ducks, and Teemu Selänne pulled a magic trigger. The Finnish Flash, the guy's no joke, he's 42. And what did one of the announcers say? The new brush does more sweeping, but the old brush knows all the corners. Some such like that. Well, Saku Koivu on the side of the Ducks was a hitting machine. Very muscular, very aggressive, very, very tough to deal with. And I don't think we really addressed the Koivu issue very much. I think he was far more effective as a playmaker. Something's got to be done about that guy. Detroit was failing to generate a coherent offense. They were crappy through the neutral zone. Their passing was weak. They had too many turnovers. I said here, took a note, we need a fight. I think it would have been wonderful if Jordan Tootoo would have dropped the gloves and gone and punched Corey Perry's teeth down his throat. I think that would have been extremely worth it. Our lines were pretty consistent. Our first line wasn't really any better than our fourth line. And our fourth line wasn't really any better than our first line. We had a lot of quality scoring chances by Zetterberg and Franzen. A really good ringer by Erickson. The one goal we did get was Kindle deflecting off Cleary. The classic Detroit play. Slammer from the blue line. Deflected in the front by a forward. It used to be Lidstrom-Holmstrom. This time it was Kindle and Cleary, which is sort of a Well, there's probably a reason they weren't really guarding against it, because, frankly, that's just totally unexpected. Usually, you would expect the slammer-bammer combo to be Cronwall and Abdulkader. Abdulkader's probably our best deflector. Pavel Datsyuk, where were you? He did some good back-checking, but where was he? Where was he? I kept waiting for some deeks, some penetration of the zone, some crazy drawing of heat. I don't know where he was. And I think that really hurt. The Ducks were not spectacular. They were not all-star phenomenal offense. They weren't dominant. Really, they weren't. They were not dominant. In spite of all of our flaws, Detroit was right there with them the whole time. They were determined. They weren't spectacular. They were just consistent grinding. And ultimately, I think the Ducks didn't so much as win as make fewer mistakes, and basically Hiller got them through. That's just me. Detroit had more, I think, more quality scoring chances, but Hiller wasn't having it. Wasn't having it. NBC makes me sick listening to their coverage. You couldn't blow Disney any harder if you tried. Everybody knows the Mighty Ducks. The Ducks are like synonymous with Disney. And let's go on the record here. I like Disney Corp and Disney. I like them. But I don't like ridiculous bias that pretends to be objective reporting. I think that's just ridiculous. And, you know, it's no surprise. Anybody who likes Detroit sports knows that they get crapped on by the coastal provincials all the time, no matter whether it's the Tigers or the Pistons or the Red Wings. In the end, the death sentence was tripping call on Filppula. That came at 4 and change left to go in the third, and after that it was survive, 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 flourish, flourish, die. The deal was sealed on a 26-second to go face-off in the Ducks' end with an empty net by the Red Wings. The Ducks lost the playoff, the face-off, and yet threw their bodies in and recovered the puck, and 180 feet later, it was in the net of Detroit, which was empty. Game over. Final score, 3-1. Let's hope the boys can do better next time.